Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
I mean, that's Jimmy Kimmel, who should know better, especially after yesterday. But this narrative from the left that it's, you know, it's someone is to the right of MAGA. That's who this kid is right now. It continues, and it's just baffling to me. And I guess they get away with it because, you know, Kimmel's out there saying it. They spread it on MSNBC. Brian Kilmeade is back with us, the co-host of Fox and Friends. You hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. How about the effort there, Brian, to still keep the narrative the way they started it last week, even when presented with ample information that that's not someone who was to the right of MAGA or, you know, blew Charlie Kirk's head nearly off because he wasn't conservative enough?
Well, I mean, this is why when you go up to people that maybe you don't hang out with mostly, or you go to you meet a group of people and they say things like, oh, you know, Trump was in bed with Russia. That's how he won the first election. Or we all know that Hunter Biden, that wasn't Hunter Biden's laptop. And you go, what are you talking about? It's obviously his laptop. And they just go, what do you mean? It's not his laptop. So they really don't know what you're talking about. So there's going to be people now. I think Jimmy Kimmel knows better. Jimmy Kimmel knows better, but he knows his audience is not going to flip and go anywhere else. They're going to listen to him, and they're going to go on ABC News. And they're not going to – maybe some of them are going to go, yeah, this guy was just a – I'm from a conservative family and didn't like Charlie Kirk. Really? Because he was gay? You know, that they're going to come up with another scenario. These MAGA people trying desperately to look like it's not one of them. Number one, what's them? You mean a conservative? So not one of them. He's not one of them. Do an ounce of research and you know it. My fear is, Mark, that they're not going to do an ounce of research. Jimmy Kimmel will be their news source. Even though he only gets like a 1.4, which is pathetic for a national network show, a 1.4, that's barely breaking a million people. I think, you know, Fox does that at 9 a.m. So Actually, we do better than that on Fox and Friends. But people are just going to watch that. That's their late night show. And they go, yeah, that he definitely is not. He definitely was a conservative shooter. Just like they say that the guy that burned down the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania, well, that's a Democrat. They went after him, too. Well, no. That was a anti-Semitic, pro-Palestinian lunatic.
Yeah, that's
that tried
right.
To kill the Jewish governor, not the Democratic governor.
Look, I have Senator Schmitz coming on with me here in about an hour, Brian. And he had a great rant yesterday with Kash Patel at a hearing talking about and just listing off, list, you know, topic after topic, incident after incident. Have there been examples of right-wing right-wing extremism? Of course there have, right? But, I mean, there's a pattern that has developed here that the legacy... I could not believe, you know, I don't know if you saw the exchange with Senator Cruz and Caitlin Collins on CNN, but they're insisting like they're covering this as if there's some mystery still to what the motivation was, even after seeing the text messages read yesterday at that news conference. So I feel like I'm missing something here, Brian. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we're still looking for the motive. I'll give you the motive. The motive is, and I'm doing the five tonight, so that is our A block. So let's see if I have the motive. Robinson asked his partner if he had done it. The partner asked Robinson if he'd done it. I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated. So there you go. He had enough of his hatred. Why'd you do it? He had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated. Did he do it? I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it. The partner reacted with shock, asking if he was joking. You weren't the one who did it, right? The partner said, I am. I'm sorry, said Robinson. What is the motive? I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated. So I like Caitlin Collins. I've met her when she was at the Daily Caller. I think she does fine. But that's an example of I'm not going to get the answer. I mean, she's too smart not to know this. Sometimes you miss a story. You know, a lot of times you'll say stuff to me, you know, like, and the premise, I'll go, well, that's new to me. You know, it doesn't mean I'm lazy or dumb. I missed it. But you can't miss that. That's not something you miss. You watch that 45-minute press conference, and she's the Washington correspondent. So you're not like, well, I just host my show. I missed it during the day. You know, I'm dropping my kids off. I'm coaching softball. No, you're at Washington. You're at the White House all day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I'm baffled by it. I really am. Now, did you have any other takeaways from what we learned yesterday? You know, there's some things that are still confusing to me. For example, and I understand and I hope that this is true, that the roommate is cooperating and, you know, all this stuff has been handed over to the authorities. But then when the shooter says something about the casings being etched, wouldn't he have some questions about that? Wouldn't the natural question be, hey, what are you doing with those bullets, right?
Right. Unless you have a bullet room where you just keep bullets and you work alone whittling bullet casings. So he says, basically he laments the fact that he only shot one time and those other bullets are in the gun. They're going to notice the other bullets in the chamber and I'm really going to get screwed. Right? They're going to really make the most of that. And I'm going to get trouble from my father because I have lost my grandfather's gun. Not I'm going to prison and getting the death penalty. Don't tell me this guy is grounded in anything close to reality.
Yeah, no, there's a big disconnect, right?
So
yeah.
Let's say you and I have a temper. You and I have a temper. We know that if we do something, whether it's a bad marriage or a bad relationship or you hate your boss, if we do something severe, you know what my image is? Is it worth spending the rest of my life in prison? And that's the consequences that keeps our listeners in line and you and I in line. This guy that went for the president in Butler, the guy that went for the president and at his golf club, mm-hmm. and this guy that killed Charlie Kirk has no sense of the consequences, or they fundamentally believe they're martyrs, but they don't. These are not hardened people. You're not getting a gang member that's been arrested 14 times, like that mutant that killed that woman in that Ukrainian woman in Charlotte. You're getting a guy that probably never had a hard day of work in his life. He is now in solitary or for his own protection in leg irons in prison. I mean, do you think for a second if he could image that he would have done it? I don't think so. But he's not in the real world, yet he had a near-perfect score on his college board.
Right, yeah, good grades.
And he could have went to any college.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is baffling, especially that part where he seemed to indicate that he thought unless I'm misinterpreting this, if he had somehow gotten away with the gun that they would not have discovered him, that all the text messages that he's sending wouldn't have eventually been tracked. But he seemed to be under the impression that he could have kept this a secret somehow if they didn't have the gun, the weapons, and the fingerprints.
Right. He said, if it wasn't for that, if they didn't get the gun, they wouldn't have got me. What about the video? Do you not think in a school like that, there's no motion detected video that goes on when people walk by? I'm sure he scouted the place. At some point, he had to be in that building. It's hard to believe that someone would snipe that far and show up one day. But I guess he does know the school. He drives a few hours, shows up. He goes right up that staircase, has a change of clothes, goes in there. They were able to see his knee prints, his footprints, his Converse shoe prints. He grabs the banister on the way down. There's full video. And because of the videos out, his parents see him. And his parents see him and think, well, the gun did me in. Well, the gun didn't help. And they did find it immediately. How did they do it? Because they had you on video. They knew where you were walking. So they followed your footsteps.
Yeah, how he wouldn't know that is, there's a lot of things here. Maybe we'll never find out. What is your opinion? I got some mixed feelings here on the people, and there are a lot of them, who are being fired right now for saying stupid stuff online. Now, I would make the distinction, I believe, between the barista at Starbucks and someone who runs, you know, a college or is a professor somewhere or a teacher or a, you know, EMT or something like that. There have been plenty of those people weighing in, cheering on death. But thoughts on that? Because now the right's being accused of cancel culture.
Well, I don't know if the right is being accused, because I don't know what people are calling for people to be fired. Maybe there is a few people. But this is, for example, I interviewed the nurse that went up to the doctor,
right,
who was celebrating that Charlie Kirk had said, because you're a doctor and you're celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk? And he left. And he goes, yeah, of course, he's a bad guy, and whatever he had to say. So she didn't stop. And they suspended them both. She did our show, got a lawyer.
Yeah, I
saw
it.
And they told her, by the way, don't expect to come back. So when people say she was going to get hired back, that's a lie. So don't expect to come back. And they quickly reversed it. So no one called for a fire. She wanted to get her job back. If that guy got fired, it's his fault. No, I guess you can go case by case. For example, the Texas State kid that walked into a Charlie Kirk vigil and started kicking down the American flag and mocking the way he was shot in the neck. If he gets suspended from school, if the other woman says some whitey got assassinated, what is the big deal? Screaming that they arrested her. Is that cancel culture? Or is that people on the campus?
Yeah.
There's
consequences. So. There's no doubt. Absolutely. All right. What's coming up on Sunday? You got any of that planned yet?
Yeah, we're going to go live, a lot of it. We have a couple of things that we're working on. We're still putting it together. I'm going to wait probably till Friday morning because we're going to go live on Sunday. And I just got to see, because the Charlie Kirk Memorial is Sunday.
Right.
It's going to go about 4 hours. We're going to get people pouring out of there. So I've got to figure out what I'm going to do and if I'm going to do more than one subject. So if I do, I think it's a national. You tell me. I think it's a national story, this Mamdani thing, and the fact that he's still got a 20-point lead, and that no Republican, no Democratic leader up until the Democratic governor endorsed him, has really endorsed him. So I'm thinking about doing that and seeing that as a national story. And I'm just I'm probably going to go Charlie Kirk-centric.
Yep.
You know, he's been on our Sunday show 5 times alone. I've done 3 of his events. I've been asked to speak at 3 of his events. My first one was 2018. We've been in touch ever since. So I couldn't have been more impressed with who he was and couldn't be more horrified about the way he died.
Yeah. One Nation with Brian Kilmeade, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. here in St. Louis. Brian, have a great week.
Go get them more.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.